plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Darlings, how are you today? Today is Wednesday, September 26th. Can you believe Saturday the frickin' 26th?
That's crazy.
You just got beat.
No, I said frickin'.
Oh, it sounded like the wrong word.
No, nope, because I already got scolded on Saturday from Josh that he had to beat me twice for last week. So I am paying attention. Darn.
Yes, and you owe this cuss jar $40.
When did we decide on the price anyway?
It just popped into my head. Sounded like a nice round number.
And what are we doing with said bleep money?
I'm winning this contest.
I think we're just going to have a big bonfire party and get drunk and do silly things.
Oh, much like Saturday.
Very much like Saturday.
Okay, so we have the lovely, effervescent, titillating Teresa on the show with us tonight as co-host, obviously, and the amazing and awesome and beautiful
Ashley.
Angel face! Oh,
she covered up my mouth, but she couldn't cover up yours.
And karma will bite me in the butt.
The luscious and the loving Lisa Lee with an A.
Woo! And girls, have you noticed this? Listen, just for a second. What do you hear?
I think you don't have a cat and heat noise in the background.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
She's calm, at least for today.
Mm-hmm. You gave her a bullet, didn't you?
I did not give her a bullet.
Oh, creepy.
That would, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, did not do that. I think she's just done for hopefully the rest of her life. Do cats go into menopause? I don't know. Let's hope.
No.
Oh, damn. Oh, crap.
It's called get your cat spayed.
Oh, okay. So, T, how was your week?
Fun, effervescent, titillating, and awesome.
And amazing.
And amazing. Whew. It's just, we were at your house on Saturday having a blast doing a photo shoot.
Oh, I forgot about the photo shoot.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Saturday night. Yeah, the photo shoot. The girls of Cinespell did a photo shoot on Saturday since all of our pictures, we didn't have any together. Holy balls, that was fun and funny at the same time.
It was hilarious.
Although we learned some things, didn't we, T? We learned that Ashley is photogenic even if she's making a face.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
God.
Yes. And we learned that you don't take pictures of older crones going upward.
Because it shows all of our extra chins.
And turkey jowl.
Oh my God. And we learned that there's a lot of freaking nature in my backyard and in the woods. And our official photographer, Ron, had us laying on the ground in nature. I just was waiting for bugs to be walking all over me. It was just, but it was fun.
It was fun until I saw the one picture laying on the ground where it looked like my chin, I looked like I weighed 400 pounds. But you know. He did a wonderful job, I must say.
I agree. So thank you, Ron. You were awesome. Oh, and amazing.
So and effervescent.
And effervescent. Well, was he really effervescent, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was getting into it quite a lot. He enjoyed it.
Well, yes, and then he took a side note, and he's like taking like a bazillion pictures of apples and crystals, and we're like, hey, hello.
He's artistic.
He's very artistic.
He is. I just had to bring the apples out because I knew he'd have fun playing with those.
It was a fun shoot. And then Saturday night, we had a circle in my backyard in a bonfire, and we did all kinds of protection spells, and we helped people, which was the most amazing part of the whole night, I thought.
Yes.
And there was a lot of closure, and it was a lot of release, I think. At least for me, it was very cleansing and very healing.
Very much so. Very much so.
And we did all kinds of just really powerful protective spells, not just protection, but we just did, oh, and the egg one. Oh, I just did an ADD thing. That spell that you did, that you had us do, T?
Oh, that was more of a meditation, my darling.
I know, but the throwing of the eggs to get rid of the negativity, putting all your negativity into the eggs, I just thought that was really cool.
I should have brought more eggs.
I know
everybody was really getting into that egg throwing.
Yeah. And my neighbors are like, what the heck? It was very cool, though. It was very, very helpful and cleansing. And I know that we helped a lot of people. One person in particular, I'm really blessed and pleased that we were able to help her.
And I was videotaping kitty cat porn.
Yep.
I have Princess Squeaky Bear on film rubbing up everything.
Yeah, now she's just napping all the time. I'm kind of like in that rather than the horny toad cat thing that she was doing. Kind of gross.
But it was funny.
Well, funny for you, not funny for me, because I've been seeing it, so it's like, old hat.
And then what I was doing today.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear about today.
All right. Because we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays where we're in there. Mm-hmm. I was in there today, and this has been rolling through my head for months and months and months to do something like this. But we've been trying to promote our open house this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're just doing our thing, and all of a sudden I go, Shelly, we got to videotape you doing a promotion to put online for the open house. She was in for this, so it was like, okay. So
are you seeing Shelly that was on the show before?
Yes.
Oh my God, she's hysterical.
Yes. So first we did kind of a funny one. Okay. Which is good that we did, because every time she tried to get a serious one, I would bust out laughing. And I have bloopers galore of her just going along, and then you hear me in the background like, and then the video trails off somewhere. It was hilariously funny. So later, by tonight, I will have those online.
And
I'm even posting the bloopers.
Oh, the bloopers are the best part.
Yes, we are posting the bloopers.
Wow. Okay, so what's going on this Saturday? It's an open house.
Yep, we're having an open house at Be Merry, and it's at 2160 West Wyzetta Boulevard in Long Lake, Minnesota, from 10 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're having free mini healings, free mini readings. We're doing a big sonic healing from 1 to 2. We're going to have food and just a bunch of really fun stuff. So people can come in and meet and greet the healers.
That's really cool. I think that's going to be fun.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to put that on your website, right?
Oh, always. Yep. Oh. I've been promoting it like crazy.
And we'll put it on the Cityspell website as well. And the Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, between the three of us, we've got 172,000 different websites that we've got to keep track of every day. Mm-hmm.
And we make poor Angel face change them left and right.
God, I know. Oh.
Us two old girls over here, we're like, Ash, will you come over and fix this? Because mommy doesn't know how to do it. Oh. Ash, will you do this? Ash, so to make up for all of the Ash, I made her dinner. We had a Maybon dinner.
It was so good.
Yep, on Friday night.
What'd you make?
I made lemon pepper fish with ensalada tricolore and butternut squash.
With a glass of wine on the side.
And we even took a picture because I didn't know how to make any of that crap stuff. Yeah, hey, that's not a swear word.
Yeah. which your listeners should know that you are culinarily challenged.
That's an understatement of the day. But you know what? It was such a cool experience to make this for her and to have a Maybon celebration with the fall foods, which granted, I don't know if fish is really considered a fall food, but it is today. But you know what I thought I would do from now on? Mm-hmm. At least once a week. I don't know if it'll be whenever it works for everybody. I'm going to have you guys over for dinner and I'm going to practice cooking on you guys.
Oh my God. No fish.
Can I bring the backup food?
We've done this kind of thing way long ago, but not really like where mom was trying to cook things. And she defines trying in a different sense, but
trying not to burn the pot.
She made this 15 bean soup that she was super pumped about, like ungodly pumped. And I don't like beans. So I was like, all right, but I love her. So I'll try it. You know what? We ate at the end of the night pizza.
Probably a good thing because the amount of methane from a 15 bean soup, you would have blown up the neighborhood.
It's harder for me though, because I was raised by a single dad who everything came out of a box or a can, and B, nobody in my family eats meat, so I have to be creative. I mean, they'll eat fish at least for now, but so I am going to become this chef extraordinaire.
Julia and Julia or something.
Yeah, except for they'll all be witchy foods. Like Eye of Newton crap.
No, it won't. Eye of Newton. Oh my goodness.
Bat wings.
Crow a la orange.
Yeah. No, I think that's meat. Although so is bat and Newton.
All of the above.
Yeah, so once a week, and I'm going to blog about it. We'll post pictures. Once a week, I will go down this culinary path. And the good thing was everything actually tasted really good and nobody had to go to the hospital. Ooh, high five to me.
That is a bonus right there.
Exactly. So I can't think of anything. What did I do on Sunday? Oh, I went and saw a movie.
Didn't you go to the orchard?
Yeah, you went to an apple orchard too.
Actually, we didn't make it.
You didn't?
Sad.
Nope, we didn't make it. But we made it to this movie called End of the Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal and some Hispanic dude. That was such a good movie. I would see it again. It was very graphic.
Oh.
Mm. No, but it wasn't like a action-adventure killing spree. It was more like a year in the life of actual cops in mm-hmm. Southern California. Or what is that? Mm-hmm. Not Southern California. Southern L.A.? Oh my God, I'm just...
Isn't that California?
Yes, it's in California, but... Oh, South Central. There you go.
Oh my gosh,
you guys, we're going to have such a night because...
Southern LA, dot, dot, dot.
So you're going to be having the senior moments this evening.
Today is the senior moments for the Lisa.
Side note, if I could just post this in here. When my mother made me the delicious fish, I'm a pescatarian, and she sent a thing over to Teresa... saying, oh yeah, Ashley's Episcopalian, where they eat fish. She was close. She was close. Episcopalian, people.
Okay, I meant what?
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian. Yeah.
And you were talking Catholic light.
I was trying to say she just eats fish. And then she freaking tweets about it. Anytime I have a blonde moment or I say something that she's like, oh, mom's so cute, she tweets it.
So you can find me at A-E-A-N. Twitter. There you go.
What is it? A-E-A-N?
Yep.
Oh, crap. I'm going to have to follow it.
Well, you know, we harass the poor child. You call her Angel Face, and we make her twirl with apples, and
we make her do all the dirty work.
Yes, we do.
I meant to say A-E-A-Y-N. I had to change my name, but literally, you will see little anecdotes that my mother says because they're really funny.
They're really not.
Yes, they are.
Hey, hey.
Here we go.
Thank you. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
So we have a pretty amazing. Okay, so Josh just said something smart alecky, but I can't say it because otherwise I'm gonna get I'm gonna get bleeped.
Bleep
though.
Yourself.
Okay, bleep. My dad says, but for chicks. Josh. Okay, so Teresa and Ashley. Ashley, did you do anything this week?
I spent the weekend with my mother. So there you go. Oh my God.
Oh. My, okay.
Let me just tell you this. Vikings game, Sunday. Oh, my God. Epic. Yeah, you all thought that we were going to lose to San Francisco, but we didn't in your face if you're in San Francisco. Side note about the refs. We'll talk about that later if you would like to. But, oh, my God, it was so good.
Okay, go ahead.
That's basketball, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Ashley, do you like football?
She just needed to know. You guys need to know, like, our team is doing great. My team.
Yay.
It's my team.
You don't want my opinion on professional sports, my darling.
I'm just connecting with the fans out there who might have like a manly side.
Oh, are you calling women manly now?
No.
You have to have a manly side to watch football?
You do. You have to get down with the get down.
Hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Ashley and T, we have got a really great guest on tonight. Her name is Jane Clark, and she is from the Fall Goddess Fest in Austin, Texas, I believe, isn't it? Yeah. So, we're going to have her on in just a second. So, enjoy the break. We would like to welcome our wonderful guest tonight, Jane Clark, and she is from the Festival of the Goddess in Austin, Texas. Jane, how are you?
I am so excited about the festival coming up.
Oh, you're in Austin, Texas, correct?
I am in Austin, Texas, and we have seen the start of our fall weather shift, and it's really been exciting to see the animals change and the leaves change and the breezes change, and it's a great time to be in Austin, Texas.
So does it get cold there like it does here? We're up here in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. we are semi-subtropic in our climate here. So we will have a long, lingering fall if we're lucky, and then it'll get cool at night, and slowly the days will get cooler and cooler. And we have live oaks in our part of the world, which are these gorgeous oak trees that are green throughout the winter. And so we never go completely brown or, you know, not what the rest of the country does necessarily. We do get bare trees. We do get northerners that reach all the way down here. We do have cold weather. It can be 3 days of below zero, and that's all we get. We can have 75-degree days in February. Oh. And our winters are much milder than you guys have.
Oh, I would say so. Wow. Because if we get 3 days of below zero, we're like, ooh, it's a heat wave up here.
Kidding. Yeah. We suffer with 107 in the middle of July and August, but we're kind of used to it. And we have these amazing springs all around us here where you can go sit in water that's 68 degrees and the surrounding air is tempered quite a bit because of that mass of water that's colder. And people spend a lot of time in the water around here.
Oh, I would imagine. So, Festival of the Goddess, tell me all about that.
Well, the Festival of the Goddess, this is our 20th anniversary festival.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it was an idea that was brought forward by a group of women that are still active in the community. And it's morphed over time pretty considerably, but... like at first there were no maidens allowed, and now we've become very actively focused on the maiden program because of what we've seen it do for these young women. It's very impressive. I can only dream of what the world would be like if we still had that sort of nurturing available for young women.
What is the maiden program?
I'm sorry?
What is the maiden program?
Well, we have a special area set aside where we foster them to explore their strengths and their wisdom and their innate power as being female, and that they are celebrated at their first bloods, which is something most young women don't experience. And remember, we have a passage ritual that we have brought into a regular part of the festival, and it was undeniably powerful the first time it happened, and we recognized that it needed to be a standard part of our festival every year because it was so nurturing for everyone. The maidens focus on the history of women as being powerful, recognized keepers of wisdom and all the good things that women traditionally hold within themselves, but also things that we've been denied to hold in the past. And it's because it's a woman's only space. There's nothing like it I've ever experienced. And I go to a fair number of different kinds of festivals, but this one is women only. And so that energy of having all of us together taking care of each other and making things happen that need to get done without any outside assistance is really empowering. And these young women see all of us being those people, that we are able to take care of ourselves, that nothing is impossible. If you ask the right person, someone's there to help you. And if you need anything, that we are there to support each other with that thing. It is a very open-hearted, giving community. And they study the history of divinity as female and what that looks like, because we all carry that touch of divinity inside of us. A lot of people in general don't recognize that the divine is all around us, and gender is not part of what the divine is unless you want it to be that, and it helps you get closer. So there is a piece of the divine that is female, and we have everyone there from Catholics who want to understand the energy of Mary more, and women that are in the Voodoo religion, and they have female deities within that religion. And each year the festival picks a goddess, and that's something that didn't happen at the very start. That's something we did later. And this year it's Artemis. And so the young maidens will be focusing on what Artemis's attributes are and what her blessings are and what her strengths are and how we can find those things within ourselves and honor those things in each other.
You know, I really have to commend you on this, because so many of our young ladies nowadays, they're bombarded by television and magazines that they have to be perfect and they have to do this. And a lot of them are, you know, they're practically killing themselves, you know, starving themselves and everything. And this, it just, it's wonderful that you are doing this.
We need more of these. Oh, I totally agree with that. Yes, they are inundated, and part of the message that this culture gives young women is that the only value you have is as a sexual object. Your brain isn't valued, your strength, your wisdom, your generosity, none of that is really valued, and to the level that it by rights should be.
Yeah, we are so much more than a body, people.
Thank you. And so because this is pagan friendly, we tell everybody in the festival literature that be expect to see nudity, and a lot of women that are there for the first time or are returning, it takes a little getting used to at first, but what you discover is that bodies come in all shapes and sizes. None of them are perfect, even the ones perfect are not, and that they are beautiful in their own right. One of the most powerful festivals we ever had was for the maidens particularly, was dedicated to the Venus of Willendorf. And we had a woman who embodied that sculpture physically, and the maidens were allowed to come up and sit at her feet in basically awe, honestly. And those maidens, the little ones ask if do we get to be with that goddess this time? Is she going to come back? Because it was such a powerful moment for them. I mean, you would cry. The maidens we have a talent show on Saturday night that I thought, how cheesy is this going to be the first time I ever saw it? And there's a huge range of an amazing group of very talented women that come, but the maidens getting on stage will make you cry because they are fearless. They are so present, so there. It is amazing what they write their own stories. They put a play on for us based on some goddess story that they pick, and it's amazing. And that's just one piece of the festival that I wish I could get all my women friends from all over the United States to be able to come and experience this, because it is incredibly empowering to be at this festival. I cannot tell you how it has changed my life in really wonderful ways.
Oh, I can tell you right now, I would kill to go. You haven't even told everything that's going to be happening there, and I'm already Ashley and I are both told, so we're not going to see it this year. I bet you'll see you next year.
Well, we have it on a lovely piece of property this woman owned, and it's camping facility. Although there are some first come, it's very limited indoor spaces to sleep. But it's a camping facility, and that's one of the reasons we do it this time of year, because right about now in this part of the country, because it's only 45 minutes from Austin, right now everything is going on. There are 20 amazing things a day you can go choose to do because our weather gets perfect. And we've been in hibernation all through the summer, kind of, and hiding out, sitting in the springs, and now we're camping under these lovely trees on this property along a creek, and it is gorgeous, and we're so lucky to be there. We have two meals that are going to be served, and because of this radio program going out, we've extended the date for women to register and still be able to get two catered meals.
Wonderful.
And if they'll go to the website, that we're giving it through the 27th, and today was going to be the cutoff, but we're going to give it a couple more days. So hopefully they'll be able to go to the www.festivalofthegoddess.com site and, register and come on.
And what day is the festival itself?
The festival is coming up. It's after this weekend. It is October 4th through the 7th. So we are going to open it up on Thursday to the people that are coming in, the women that are coming in to build the temples and set up the kitchens for women to use, and the coffee stations for women to come and get coffee all day and all night, and make sure that things are nice and tidy for everybody. There's flush toilets, there's showers, there's just a lot to do. There'll be vendors, there'll be massage therapists there, there'll be people doing all kinds of things like tarot and past life, and, you know, people that are pushing the edges of art history and investigating that will be available for consultation. And there's beautiful art. So, yeah, that's beautiful.
Are you going to do rituals stuff too?
I'm sorry?
Are there going to be rituals?
There'll be original art, you mean?
No, rituals.
Oh, yes. We have an opening ritual that will be happening, I believe, Friday night. And then we have a closing ritual. And the closing ritual is where we have the recognition of First Bloods and then motherhood and then going into your crone age. And then we recognize the members of our community that have passed. And we honor all of those women and circle them in our love. And it is a powerful thing to see that.
It sounds absolutely beautiful.
It is lovely. The planning circle changes each year, and it's a learning and empowering experience to be on the planning circle, and it's expanded my skill set considerably to go and work for this event, and I've met some amazing women that will be friends of mine for the rest of my life, and but it changes, and women are called from different communities. I think the opening ritual is going to be done by a group of women, the RCG group out of San Antonio, and their rituals are always really juicy and love, 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 love. We have some women are called to put on rituals and ask friends to come to their camp area, and they'll do their own private things. We have a temple we build every year. And in the temple, women will, we've had hand fastings in the temple. We've had mourning, we've had memorial services, we've had classes. The temple is for women to use in a respectful way for all kinds of things. But, there's been amazing rituals in the temple. And of course it'll be dedicated to Artemis this year.
If people can't go for the entire time, can they go for like just a day or just 2 days? Or, I mean, you know what I mean? Are they required to go for the entire time?
No. They have day passes available for Saturday.
Okay.
If you don't want to have food, you don't have to. But they have vegan and vegetarian choices.
Perfect.
And gluten-free. They let people tell the chef who is local. And, of course, she does mostly locally sourced food. Our food is really good. And I don't want to miss that. Yeah, we have a communal eating area that's under this big pavilion that we decorate up and sit at, and then we'll have announcements and people know if there's something special that needs to be known or shared, or that we're going to offer. Somebody's been called to offer up maybe a chanting workshop that's going to start, and that wasn't announced before, so we'll make sure people know about that. And there's a big fire ring in the middle, and we are hoping that we've got enough moisture in that piece of the land that we can have a fire pit. And some of the most amazing drum circles I've ever seen and heard and been a part of have happened at festival. And I know some pretty amazing lead drummers and they bring their drums.
I love a drum circle.
Isn't it? Yeah, it'll get you connected back in, won't it? I love that.
Very fast.
Very fast. So yeah, it's like you don't want to go to sleep. You don't want to go to sleep because you're going to miss something amazing.
Yep, it's very energizing, and
it feeds your soul.
It really does.
It gets me ready for the rest of my year, and I look forward to being out there every year, and working with the planning circle has been really fun, and temple building has been really fun, and women are called to come in and help make that be this beautiful space that's very, very sacred, And we have other altars throughout the property that are dedicated to other things, you know, a loved one that's passed on. Or this year we're doing outside altars to the aspects of Artemis that are about claiming our power and strength. So I think there's one altar to women's reproductive freedom. And women bring things to put on these altars, and it's a great way to have your item charged up. And I love opening the temple for everybody to come in and use it. That's another ritual.
I gotta say, I am just in love with you. And
aww.
Amen.
I mean, what you're doing is you're empowering women, you're educating them. I mean, that's why we do our show. It's all about education and empowering people, and that's what you're doing. And oh my gosh, I know that the three of us won't be able to make it because it's just too soon of notice for us.
Right.
We will be there next year for sure. We will not miss it. It just sounds like the most amazing event. Well, I am so grateful.
Other one. Oh, yes, me too. I think one of the rituals that the Planning Circle did a few years ago, I still feel the resonance of that in my life now and look to strengthen it, is that we did a beautiful ritual that was about throwing our light up so that other light workers could find us and we would all link into the same web.
Oh, I love you.
Felt like that there was going to be a need for that in the coming years, and that we wanted everyone to know that we were here to support the light work and the transformation of the planet into something that was healthier for all of us, and that we threw that web up there, and it is still in place, and I feel the other ones that are out there and know that other women are doing this all over the planet.
Oh, you are amazing.
I want to find all these other women, but they're there. I can feel them. I know they're up there.
Wow.
They're out there. Yeah, we would love everybody to be able to come and enjoy this beautiful space, but wouldn't it be lovely if this was all over the world and we were just there and everybody knew it was going to happen and all the women came together? At some point, we would like to envision a festival where the men that have found this piece of themselves intact and are able to connect with the feminine part, the sacred feminine part of themselves, are able to be in a space where it is all about recognizing that, and they would have the joy of being there. And a lot of our community here, the women's community, have men in their lives that they support us in this. They are so grateful that we do this, and they were very supportive, but they wish there was a place they could go. So hopefully someday that'll be very common, and it won't be so weird to think about, oh, what are you doing? But, oh, yeah, you're going to go do that amazing thing over there. Very cool, very cool.
So would you like to give out your website again so people who are in Texas can get a hold of you and get in there?
Register, yeah.
Well, we have women from all over the U.S. fly in for this. It's not just Texas. It's whoever can make it here. And the website is the www.festivalofthegoddess.com.
Jane, I just want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and for doing the wonderful things that you are doing. I'm just so beyond proud of you and excited, and I'm so honored to know you now. Just thank you so much.
Well, we're so glad you're there. Thank you for doing this. Very cool.
All right, you have a great night, Jane, and thank you so much. And everybody,
yes, I can't wait to follow your show. I can't wait to find out who comes to us through you. That'll be really exciting to meet them.
Well, I want to hear from everybody that goes. I want to hear how it went, and I want to see the pictures because, boy, am I excited. I can't wait to go next year. We are so going next year.
Yay! It'll be wonderful. You'll be so wondering how you didn't know about it before and how could you have waited so long to get here.
Exactly. All right, Jane, thank you so much, and you have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, cute. She said y'all.
Money. Some people so poor, all that they got is money. Oh, and diamonds. Some people waste their life counting their thousands. I don't care what they're offering, how much gold they bring, they can't afford what we had, not even the king, they can't afford what we got, not even the king. Oh, castles, some people so lonely, what good castle, surrounded by people, but ain't got a friend that's not on the payroll. Oh, I don't care what they bring, they can have everything, they can't afford what we got, not even the king. charge and get what we got. They offer the crown and they offer the throne, but I already got all that I want. All the king's horses and all the king's men, they came marching through. They offer the world just to have what we got, but I found the world in you. I found the world in you. Darling, listen. Your arms around me worth more than a kingdom. Yeah, I believe that. The trust that we feel, the kings never felt that. Yeah, this is the song we sing. We don't need anything. They can't afford this. This is priceless. Can't afford what we got. Not even the king can afford what we got. Not even the king.
What news does our little angel face have for us?
Oh my God, I am a grown woman.
You're always going to be our little girl.
Ashley has some news for us.
I like how you get high-pitched. Ashley has some news for us.
I don't have it with an accent.
Oh, touche, yeah. Okay, hello everyone! The news for tonight is the first one, aliens, witchcraft, and zombie philosophers, 8 unconventional courses at University of Michigan. Cool, by the way. All right, the University of Michigan sparked a national debate 9 years ago when the school offered a course titled How to Be Gay. Last year, Michigan State University raised eyebrows when it offered a course called Surviving the Coming Zombie Apocalypse. This fall, the University of Michigan doesn't seem to be offering courses quite as controversial or off the wall as those two, but the school definitely has a few oddballs sprinkled in its course packet. So I will be telling you some of these. Some are 100 level, some are 400 level, just depends. But the first one, titled Aliens, Does E.T. Really Exist? That is the question this 100 level mini course tries to answer as it discusses the possibility that aliens are real. That's really cool, by the way. Oh, the next one, Beyond Will and Grace. The first year honors course is based on the premise that most Americans have attained their understanding of what it's like to be gay from sitcoms and other television shows, including Queer as Folk, Glee, and Modern Family. The professor asks, are these accurate portrayals of what it's really like to be gay? If not, what's it like? Then another class is Robin Hood, History and Fiction. It's a 100-level history course and freshman seminar looks at the evolution of the Robin Hood tale and asks the question, was there ever a real Robin Hood? The seminar looks at the earliest Robin Hood ballads of England and examines how the character turned from a selfish criminal to a childhood hero over the centuries. Another one, which sounds really interesting to me because I have a dog, but Dog Cognition, Behavior and Welfare. This is a class for people who love dogs. Begins the university course description. The 400 level psychology course is designed to explore how dogs think, problem solve, and learn. Students partaking might get a change to, that's a typo, a chance to imitate Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. Cool.
I need to learn to do that because I have a high anxiety dog.
Yes, you do then. Oh, God. Oh, okay.
The final class?
The final class, Worldwide Witchcraft, Witch Belief and Witch Hunting in Global Perspective. Why did so many cultures across several centuries and continents work so hard to identify and kill so-called witches? This 100-level history class and freshman seminar encourages students to ask that question. It also looks at cultures and incidents where the persecution and killing of suspected witches still happens today.
Can you believe it still happens today?
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's because I've actually stopped giving Ashley all of the bad news with all of the killing of the witches all over the world because it's just...
It's always.
And it's just so heartbreaking. And yes, we need to be informing everybody that it is happening out there.
And we will.
But it was on a weekly basis. There was like It was ridiculous. So we're gonna try and we'll fuse them in mm-hmm. here and there, but
just be aware. Also, side note, I wish that my school had classes like that. I really would have taken the witchcraft one
mm-hmm.
and then been like the one to chime in my farming school. I feel like this vegetarian's a nut. What's going on? Next one. Casting a new reality TV series about haunted real estate. So this is just everyone who is, if your house is haunted, maybe you could check this out. Says, buyer beware, now casting nationwide a new reality television show. Probably one of the coolest concepts that we've seen in years is all about haunted real estate, and they're looking for homes with some character. P.S. Is this a new concept? I don't think it is. Does your house have an eerie history that you can just live with? You can't live with, because you can't. That's the word right there. Perhaps you're sharing your home with forces from the spirit world. Maybe a grueling murder took place there years ago, and the story still haunts you. If you're trying to sell your haunted house, we want to talk to you. They're looking for haunted, notorious, or just plain spooky homes that are up for sale. So feel free to email them, and we'll put that on. What is our website, Mom?
Cityspell.net.
So we'll post those tonight. Yes, we will. And the next one, exorcism boom.
Can I just say something?
Nope.
Go ahead. Anyway. Aren't there enough freaking paranormal and haunted shows out there, though?
Amen.
I mean, it's like overdone. It's so saturated now. I'm waiting for the whole like industry to implode because it's just
constant.
Yeah.
It's every
new show. Just reality shows in general.
Yeah, I agree.
They're never going away. Well, the next one, exorcism boom in Poland sees magazine launch in Warsaw. With exorcism booming in Poland, Roman Catholic priests have joined forces with a publisher to launch what they claim is the world's first monthly magazine focused exclusively on chasing out the devil. The rise in number of exorcists from 4 to more than 120 over the course of 15 years in Poland is telling Father Alexander Posaki. Oh, I'm sorry if you're Polish. Oh, a professor of philosophy, theology, and leading demonologist and exorcist told reports in Warsaw at the Monday launch of the
Exorcista. It's Exorcista.
Monthly. Ironically, he attributed the rise in demonic possessions in what remains one of Europe's most devoutly Catholic nations, partly to the switch from atheist communism to...
Communism.
Oh, I know that word.
Colonialism.
To free market capitalism in 1989. Well, that's really why there's more demonology, is because of capitalism. Oh, it's indirectly due to changes in the system. Capitalism creates more opportunities to do business in the area of occultism. Fortune telling has been categorized as employment for taxation. Posaki? Yep. Okay. If people can make money out of it, naturally it grows, and its spiritual harm grows too, he said, hastening to add, authentic exorcism is absolutely free of charge. I have heard of people getting charged, though, before.
I have too, but there's charlatans everywhere.
Charlatans everywhere. There, with its 62-page first issue, including articles titled New Age, the Spiritual Vacuum Cleaner, and Satan is Real, the something monthly with a print run of 15,000 by the blah, blah, blah. So, just so you know, it's 2.34 euros or $3.10 per copy. Just so you know, if you, like, go to Poland.
I absolutely love when you do the news. Is she not just, like, most delightful? And she just brings this fresh, I don't know.
Squirreliness.
Yeah, I just, it's, she's just fun.
We love her.
Thanks.
We do love her. So that was the news with Ashley.
Well, I could get a ring soon, maybe.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. News with Ashley.
You know what? We're going to come up with something for you.
Yeah.
The titillating news with Ashley.
Titillating. Because that goes with Teresa. Double T over there. Titillating Teresa.
Amen, sister.
Oh,
okay, so I really want to thank our guest that we had. Jane was absolutely phenomenal, and I cannot wait for next year so that we can go. But literally, guys, for all of you that go to the Festival of the Goddess in Austin, please report back. Go to cityspell.net and let us know what you thought. Send us your pictures, and we will upload them, and we will talk about it next week.
We could even interview you if you have a whole lot to say.
Yeah.
We need to hear from you.
Because it sounds like such a, I mean, it's all about empowering women, and that's what we are. That's what we do. So I was really, wow, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So T, this weekend, you've got the
open house.
From 10 to 2?
It's from 10 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we want you all to come on over, because we're going to have some fun.
I don't doubt it. It's a fun group of people over there. And what do I have? Oh, I'm doing aura photography on Saturday in St. Cloud and readings. And that's pretty much it for me. Ashley, you got anything going on?
I'll be with Lisa Lee in St. Cloud. Where is it located?
In St. Cloud.
All right. We'll post that on the blog, too, in case you want to show up.
That's a good plan.
Put you on the spot.
Is it going to be at Mind, Body, Spirit in St. Cloud, dear?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I did that last week, too. I'm like, it's where?
I can't keep track of where I'm at half the time.
And we love you ever so.
Yeah. So that's what I've got going on this weekend. Other than that, it's going to be kind of quiet, I think, which will be kind of a nice little change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
So visit us on the web at www.sitaspell.net. Mm-hmm. You can check out my website at empoweringthedivine.com. Teresa, your website?
BeMerry.org.
Ashley?
Red Ashley. WordPress.com. It's on the blog, so you can see it. I just blog about myself and charity, but check us out. We have personalities.
And mine seems to be the scary one.
It's super scary if you want to check it out, because Teresa posts some freaky things. So,
well, it's because she doesn't sleep.
And also, feel free to check out my Twitter account at AEAYN to see what my mother will say next.
Hey.
Mm. Plug in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
I'm going.
So, I tweet too. I don't put anything fun in there, but I tweet. So join us next week when we've got another amazing and awesome guest, or maybe even two.
Effervescently.
So we want to thank you guys for joining us this week. Remember that you are all wonderful. You are perfect in absolutely every way. And remember to always take back your light. Goodbye, my darlings.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes and leave.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you won't bring me down. Someone says they're so.
Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I will never know.
Too long I've been afraid of
losing love I guess I'd love.